You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jamie D and Big Newt. I'm Jamie D'Amico. He's Big Chris Newton. And here we are. I guess it is officially the holiday season. We are past Thanksgiving, in which the Bills found themselves on the winning end of a game in Detroit. And the Big Newt, Big Chris Newton, you're with us once again, man.
What's going on?
Dude, I know that we've got some things to talk about, and here are the topics of today. We are going to touch briefly on the Patriots game, but I am wondering if we need to reassess our expectations of the Buffalo Bills, but we are not going to be able to get there until we talk about your Thanksgiving.
You know how I love Thanksgiving, man, because I love to eat. But yeah, man, we had to call an audible, man, because I told my wife, man, you know, I don't require much of her, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, look, hey, you know, we got to eat during if you want to eat like at 2:30, then you need to eat during halftime. Yeah. And so the window was a little off. The mac and cheese wasn't baked all the way. The turkey wasn't all the way brown. And so by the time we sat down to eat, it was in the third quarter. And so usually I sit at the head of the table, and I gave grace during a commercial. And I didn't sit at the head of the table. I sat in one of the kids' seats on the side so I could see my TV. And yeah, I ate in like 5 minutes, and I put my plate up, and I went back in the boom boom room, man. So yeah, man, I mean, so – you know, my in-laws here, you know, and they know how I am. You know, they're, once again, my in-laws from Massachusetts, they're Patriots fans, and they watch their game later on. So they know how Jalen and I are when it comes to the Bills. So,
right.
Yeah, so it was a quick, you know, thank you, God. Thank you for the food. Nourish the body. Bless everybody. Hurry up and ate and got back in the boom boom room.
So this came out in our, we're going to call it our pre-production meeting. And that tends to consist of us sending text messages back and forth to each other, sometimes discussing life in general, like what's going on with Newt's children, or we can be discussing what we're going to talk about on the show. And I attempted to do that today, and I said I didn't really want to talk about the last game. I want to talk about other topics. And the Newt was not really having it. And we have a little bit of a back and forth, and there was a missed call on my phone, which was Newt calling me, and then I get this message: pick up the goddamn phone so I can cuss your ass out physically and not texting.
I needed you to hear the inflection in my voice, man. I was not going to deliver this message via text. I want you to hear the bass in my voice. I'm like, we're going to talk about whatever we daggum well we're going to talk about. So, yes.
And then you, the listener, are the lucky recipients of whatever we daggum want to talk about.
I want to talk about the game, man. I mean, you can't overlook that. I want to talk about the Thanksgiving game, but I get it, you know.
Yeah,
we got to move on. We got to move on to New England. I understand, but it's just, don't take the, all I'm saying is don't take these wins for granted, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Tell me more.
Everything we face, like, and it, I love the statistic that we got more wins in Detroit than the Lions do the last 5 or 6 days. I love that statistic.
More wins in Detroit, that
is. In Detroit, right. Yeah. In Detroit than the Lions do. And what we faced, dude, the last 2 weeks with the injuries bug, with the snow and everything, and how that game played out. And I get it, man. We're not whooping people. We're not looking like Super Bowl. We're not the favorites for the Super Bowl anymore. The Chiefs just supplanting us for that. And that's okay. We have injuries, bro. Like, that's like, we talk about that all the time. You talk about it all the time. We were so healthy that we're bound to go back to the meeting. You know what I'm saying? So it happens, bro. And it's like, winning is not good enough. This is not college. Style points do not matter. We got to win and move on. And we did. And so I know it's not pretty. I know it's not where a lot of people think that we're not where we, a lot of people thought that we would be, even though you and I called it. You called 11 wins. I said 12. Right. And so, but my whole thing is, once again, the message is just get healthy. That's, I mean, I want to win a division. I would love to whoop everybody and look the part and have home field advantage. And we can still get that. It's just going to be a little harder than what we thought it would be, right? Mm-hmm. And that's only because our division is, see, that's another thing. Like, people don't, our division is a lot harder than what we thought. Mm-hmm. Our division is the hardest in the NFL right now. If you look at fluidity, our division is the best division in football. Nobody's talking about that. So you need to take that into consideration. And nobody's doing that. It's us and the NFC East. We're the only two divisions that don't have losing teams. And you look at the NFC South, they're all losing teams. So it's a lot of losing going on in this NFL, dude. So we just got to keep pace. But I just think, once again, it's the injuries and it's the division being harder. But just think, man, we don't fumble in the end zone. If we don't suffer heat stroke down in Miami, I mean, we have one loss. So
it's true.
You know, I mean, once again, I know I'm not always the half glass half full type guy, but the thing I was thankful for, and I tweeted it out, that Tre'Davious White was back out there. Like, I was thankful about that. But I'm thankful for our record, man. 8-3, dude. Let's just get healthy.
So what did you predict the record would be this year?
During the summertime, you said 11-6, and I said 12-5, didn't I?
Right.
I think so. I had 11. You had 11. I had 12.
That's right. You remember that correctly?
I do.
It's kind of breaking down that way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And people thought, oh no, we're gonna. Everybody thought we was gonna go 15-2 and 16-1 and that stuff. Man, this is the NFL, dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then, did you see, and I know I'm getting off track. You got to excuse me. I'm hyped tonight. we're actually recording on Monday night instead of Tuesday morning, so I'm hyped. But did you see on our DC Bills backer page, a young lady last week said, we need to bench Josh Allen. Did you see that? You may not have seen it. If you didn't, please go and look at the page and look at the comments, man. It is hilarious. It is hilarious, bro.
Have we lost our minds?
I think so.
Is that what's happening here? Are people losing their damn minds?
Well, I get it, though. That's the thing. Like, I get that people feel like that because they feel like we should win the Super Bowl this year. And especially for people older, like I'm going to be 50 next year. Like, we don't have too many more seasons, so I get it. I understand people losing their minds, but I just think, like, and we get emotional about it, and I understand that part too. But I'm here to tell you, we're okay. Like, as long as we get healthy, that's the most important thing. And we're getting guys back this week. I mean, I know people didn't practice on Sunday. We had practice Sunday, and then we practiced today. And everybody was practicing today except for two people. I think it was Dawkins, and then it was of course Von Miller. All right. So my thing is, it's going to be hard, dude. It's going to be hard to block New England's front without our star left tackle. I mean, we struggle on the offensive line already. So that's an issue. I totally agree. But once again, man, and not to put it on Josh, as long as Josh Allen plays like Josh Allen, we'll be okay.
Now, that's the thing, though. And that's why I wanted to bring up the question of whether or not it's time to reevaluate the expectations of the Buffalo Bills. Because when we were looking at the records and when we were considering them and everyone else was considering them Super Bowl favorites, this is when they had a healthy slate of players.
Right.
Which they don't anymore. And we saw what a difference Von Miller made. But Von Miller, clearly, if he can play the rest of the season, is going to have a bad knee. And he did that back in 2013. 2012, the dude had 14 sacks. 20, 2014, he had 11 sacks. But 2013, he dropped back down to 5. And he only had 5 last year as well. So he has been exceeding expectations to this point, but is the defensive front what we needed it to be? What it will need to be going forward if he's playing on a bum knee and they're able to block him with one blocker? Josh Allen is playing with a bum elbow, and you can see it. He's not as sharp as he normally is. There's a lot of balls getting away from him on the high side, which is
right. Interesting.
And I wonder if that is directly because of his elbow injury. They're saying he can play through it, but that doesn't mean that he's not incredibly uncomfortable. And that doesn't mean that it's not affecting his mechanics. So when we were talking about this team with a healthy Josh Allen and a healthy Von Miller, as opposed to now, two guys that probably aren't going to be right again until sometime in the offseason, is it time to take a look at this team and say, okay, no, they're not blowing teams out. We can't expect them to blow teams out anymore. They're going to be in a dogfight from here on out because they just don't have the guns that they had previously.
Well, Greg Rousseau's coming back. AJ Epenesa's coming back, mm-hmm. right? Obviously, neither one are Von Miller.
Right.
We said from the beginning, I was like, man, Von Miller's older. And so I said in the summertime, I don't even want the dude playing a regular season. We're paying him $100 million for the playoffs. So I'm just, here's what I'm praying. So let's go off of what we know now. It's not an ACL, right? So they're saying it could be MCL, but he's going to get reevaluated after 2 weeks, right? So let's say it's an MCL. Let's just be fake doctors, and let's just say it's an MCL. He could play with a brace, right? Mm-hmm. But we know you're not going to be who you were, right?
Right.
But Von Miller being on the field, let's sit out, for all I care, he can sit out the rest of the regular season. Bring him back in the playoffs, and hopefully he can give us something in the playoffs. We just got to roll with Greg Rousseau, and we got to roll with the other guys. In my opinion, other guys got to step up, and guys have stepped up. Because I tell you, Ed Oliver's playing great football.
Okay,
he's playing great football
right now.
He is
playing great, but we need to tone it down a little bit from the Detroit game because they had two backup guards in the game, and their center got hurt.
That is true.
So okay, the center of their line was broken down, and they had dudes that wouldn't be starting playing.
That's fair.
So let's temper that a little bit. But yes, he is playing outstanding.
Doesn't New England got problems in the interior also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so. their left guard Isaiah Wynn is out. So.
Okay. All right. So let's hopefully he continues. But even I'm not even talking about this week though. He was playing good football the last couple weeks.
Absolutely. But,
okay, so let's hope that he steps up. Let's hope Greg Rousseau gives us that when he was playing earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. Like, other guys got to step up, right? And although, once again, going back to Josh Allen, although Josh Allen isn't playing an MVP, when we knew this the last 3 weeks, we called it 3 weeks ago, he's not going to win MVP now. Now it's the kid. No. Now it's Mahomes and the Hurts kid. Mm-hmm. That looked like, and he balled out last night on Sunday Night Football.
Sure did.
Man, he looks good, bro. Man. But he's still number two. We're number two in offense overall. We're number two in scoring offense. We're number three in passing right now, and we're middle of the pack rushing the ball. If we just keep those things, then we'll be okay. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I mean, getting Tre'Davious White back, even though he was on a pitch count, that is okay. As long as he's like, okay, as long as we have him ready for the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? We could keep him on a pitch count for all I care. But what was troublesome is what Dane Jackson did not have a good game. He was getting picked on over and over again.
He's been struggling lately. And clearly teams have uncovered that he's a bit of a weak link in the defense. And it's interesting that they're throwing at him instead of throwing at the rookies. Mm-hmm. And that's... I thought that was noteworthy, but also, you know, Dane Jackson did get injured. He was a little hobbled by the end of the game, and with Kyrie Elam coming back, looks like, and Xavier Rhodes being promoted to the active roster, it looks like Dane Jackson is going to start sinking back down the depth chart. And that's probably a good thing right now, because I don't think continuously putting him out there is going to help him, because I think it's going to affect his confidence. And
so you feel like he's rent.
He's what?
He's rent.
Runt? What does that mean?
Like ruined, but he's rent.
Oh. I think he needs to get his head on straight, like some other players do. And I don't think that's going to happen by him continuously getting locked up with the number one receiver on the other team.
I got you. I totally agree.
Because he's not a bad player. Like, he's a great depth piece. He was decent when he was starting, but he is not designed to go up against, you know, the number one wideouts. You know, he shouldn't be locked up with Amari Cooper. Like, that's not why he's on the team.
Right. We're you asking know? Him to do stuff that he can't. And that's totally correct. What about the O-line?
O-line's got some troubles right now, buddy. O-line's got some troubles. With Deion Dawkins out, with Mitch Morris, well, he was out last game. We don't know what's going to happen with this upcoming game, but you've got Butler moving over to center, which is not his best position, and then you've got his backup coming in at guard. Butler's been terrible all year. Saffold has been bad all year. And now you're sticking two backups in the lineup. This is the kind of thing where Josh Allen's going to have to do a lot more running than he would want to being right. injured. But I talked about this on Believe. There may be a silver lining here, because we've talked about how Josh Allen has been in his head lately, and he seems to be overthinking things. If he's running around, he's probably not thinking. He's just playing again. And that's when the best of Josh comes to the surface, right?
Okay, that's fair. That's a good way to look at it. Oh, man, it only thing with it. Look, when you get that deep sigh,
I know.
Deion Dawkins, man, I just wish it wasn't this week. You know,
is there ever a good week?
Jordan coming to town, man. It just, that worries me. I think when we're going to talk about this later, but I think we're still going to win. It's going to be tough, man. It's going to be a struggle. Like this week, I mean, last week it was a struggle, man. Mm-hmm. And people look at Detroit like, oh, their record not good, whatever. I mean, they're a tough team, bro.
They were a tough out.
They're a tough team, man. And it came down to a throw, and one thing that I feel good about, and I know you don't want to talk about the game because it's a week old.
It's okay.
One thing that I do feel good about last week, Josh Allen made a throw, dude.
Like, oh, yeah.
That throw was on a rope when we needed it, bro. Like, man, he let it rip, bro. And it's like, he got a hurt elbow, and he's hurt, and you could tell he's hurt, but he made a couple of throws that is still there, you know? And so, I don't know. I just think he went from Superman to now he's still good, though. It's good. It's just other guys are playing great right now, too. Like, Tua's playing great.
Tua is great. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Even Jimmy Garoppolo.
Wablo's playing great. White that play for the Jets. They took your boy Wilson out. They took Wilson out.
And oh, put don't White make him in. My boy.
Well, yeah. But White, man, he came in. He balled out, bro. Like, so it's some guys that's playing at a high level.
Right.
You know? And so that's why I don't really, but man, I enjoyed that, man. I was like, geez, Louise. He let it rip on that 40-yard pass to Stephon Diggs, man. That was beautiful. And then we got the kick at the end. So,
And you can also kick aside the narrative that the Bills can't win close games, because they did it in a very limited amount of time. They looked comfortable doing it. And man, when he let that ball go, I was ready for disaster, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. It looked like, I was like, this is going to be a pick.
Or
I'm like, he's throwing a bullet across the middle. I'm like, eh, it's going to be a pick.
Right. Or I was expecting Gabe Davis to drop it.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, man, we got John Brown back.
Yeah. Do you think he'll end up on the active roster, or is he going to be like Kenny Stills and hang out on the practice squad?
I don't know. I don't know if he even got anything left in the tank. I mean, what has he done since he left Buffalo?
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? So the fact that he's going to get rejuvenated back with Josh Allen, I mean, that sounds great, but no, I don't see him being better than what we already have. I mean, I hope so. I mean,
well,
John Brown was our boy, but I don't see it.
I think what they want to avoid is Tanner Gentry from ever having to get significant snaps in a game again, because that's where we were.
Right. Right.
So when it comes to perhaps resetting expectations, do we have to consider the fact that the Bills wide receivers aren't what we thought they were going to be going into the year? Do we have to account for the fact that Josh Allen, while he is injured, also is throwing to receivers who are not catching the ball?
We do have a lot of drops. You're right. It's hard for me to say that because we got the number two or number three passing offense in the league.
That's true.
So how can we say that? Like, are the receivers what we thought? I mean, Stephon Diggs is.
Sure is.
You know, Knox is playing well. I mean, only thing is Gabriel Davis got the dropsies. Right?
And I mean, it seems even, like little dirty McKenzie is having a hard time getting open.
But McKenzie had 100 yards receiving.
Well, he did.
90, 98, 95, something like that.
Oh, his second best game of his career, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe other people. Well, once again, I'm going back to what I said 10 minutes ago. If you thought we were going to go 15-2, yes. But we don't need to. I mean, if you look at us statistically, I'm right where we want to be.
All right.
No? Or do you must see it another way?
I'm not disagreeing with you.
How can you question when we got the third best passing offense in the league?
Right. So I'm playing the devil's advocate on this, because what I really wanted to address is the whole bench Josh Allen nonsense that I'm hearing out there.
So you have been hearing it too, besides the young lady that said it on our Facebook page.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Twitter is a cesspool, man. Any stupid take that is possible, you're going to hear it on Twitter.
It's just people upset, and I get it.
I understand that too.
I'm not there. And you and I are very capable of being there. Like, it ain't like we're just doing this for the podcast. We get there. Trust us. We talk about it all the time, how we were in the dundrums of the McFadden's, and it's five or six of us there, and we all just being in a drunken stupor on Sundays because we didn't have nothing else to do, because the Bills was nothing to cheer for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we could get there. We just, I mean, realistically, this is what we pretty much thought. Especially if you throw in all the injuries we had. And the fact that, once again, our division is good.
Yes.
Did we know the two? Like, to me, that's, if anything, you need to say reset expectations. We didn't realize that two was going to be this good. We didn't realize the Jets defense was going to be this good. We didn't, your boy Mackerel Jones. Is his name Mackerel?
McCorkle. Yeah, all right. Like, he's a 28th ranked quarterback when it comes to QBR. But, you know, Tua is passing. I mean, his completion percentage is at 70% rate this year.
Yeah.
I mean, he is with a coach that gets him and a GM that put weapons around him. And the Dolphins are 8-3, man.
And
they're ahead of schedule.
We talk about, I don't mean to cut you off, I'm sorry.
It's cool.
But we talk about this all the time. It's situational, bro. You just think, like this time last year, we was talking about, I was like, Tua won't even be starting by the time we play him. And this dude is arguably in the top five for MVP right now.
Yeah.
All because he got a new coach, mm-hmm. right? And then look on the flip side of that. Look at Russell Wilson.
Who saw that coming?
Russell Wilson was on his way to the Hall of Fame. Now he getting yelled at by D. Lyman. Did you see that clip?
I did. Now, what do you think was going on there? Do you think that Russell Wilson yelled something at the lineman?
I have no idea. I was at the gym, man, on a bike, and I'm looking at it. It just looked like the lineman's like, get your head up your butt and come on. Like, that's what he, like, seems like to me he's saying. And you see Russell Wilson just clammed up. He didn't say nothing because he didn't want none of that smoke.
Nope.
He wanted none of it. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we talk about all the time. Like Russell Wilson, if he would have stayed in Seattle, and then look at what your boy from West Virginia, he plays in Seattle now.
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith. Look how Geno's looking now.
We did not see that coming.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So I think a lot of it is situational, bro. Like I keep saying this. It's very few people that could overplay their situation in sports. Like LeBron, you could drop LeBron anywhere and he would have drugged them to the finals, right?
Right.
So it doesn't matter, right? But a lot of guys, most people isn't LeBron. So you need the right situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When once again, I keep referring, I'm keep saying it, your boy Antonio Brown. If he would have stayed in Pittsburgh, he would have been in the Hall of Fame. Now he's a joke and out the league.
Right.
The running back, he left for more money. Now, is he
Le'Veon Bell?
Le'Veon Bell. Isn't he out the league?
He just got signed to somebody's practice squad.
Okay. But this dude was like going to Pro Bowls, all pro. Yeah. He left for the money and you ain't heard from him since. He's been on missing persons report. Yeah. Sometimes it ain't all about money, man. A lot of it is situational.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's situational.
So there's something else that I want to address, which is something that you say all the time, and it's become part of my lexicon because you say it so often. You talk about football and the league and the season especially being fluid. The tide comes in. The tide goes out, and it happens for every team, though it doesn't really seem to be happening to the Chiefs right now. It's a long season, so they may stub their toe along the way.
But you can't count the Chiefs. They're the outlier because why? Mahomes is on track of being one of the greats all time.
Yes.
He's like LeBron. So he go back to what I said about LeBron. Mm-hmm. He, as long as Andy Reid's there and Eric Bieniemy's coach him, they don't lose. He's probably gonna go down as one of the best all time. But I digress. Go ahead.
Right. So last season, the Bills hit the doldrums. They lost to Jacksonville. They lost 3 out of 5 games. Everybody was ready to bury them. Is this simply the same place that the Bills were last year, or is it more significant? Because now there's injuries involved.
It's more significant, and I can't. And that's a good way to look at it if you want to feel all warm and fuzzy and drink your hot cocoa and have your teddy bear at night. But in my opinion, you can't compare us to Chiefs because the Chiefs have done it. We've never done it. So you can look at it like that. I would disagree because we've never done it. Our whole thing was we want to be number one in the AFC and have home field because I think we need it. I feel like we need it. Can we go to now we would have to go to Kansas City again. Can we win in Kansas City in January? Like that's what we talked about. So that's what's on the line. We want the one seed.
Right.
So that can't change in my opinion. So that goes back to what you said earlier. Should we change our no, because now our road to the Super Bowl is different. Excuse me, I'm sorry. We were Super Bowl favorites, right? Mm-hmm. And now we can still go to the Super Bowl. It's still there, but the road to get there will be different. So now if you're talking about, well, now if we're not going to win the division and we got to go on the road, we got to go to daggone Miami, we got to go Kansas City, we got to do all this stuff, then I don't know. But coming to Buffalo and having a first round bye, now your road is easier.
It is easier. But I'm going to point to the two Super Bowl teams last year. Neither one had home field. And they still made it.
Yeah, it could happen.
So this upcoming week, if the Bills win.
Yes.
And the Chiefs lose. And they're playing Cincinnati. And Miami loses to San Francisco. Bills are back in the number one seed.
Yes.
So as much as it looks like the sky is falling in because the Bills had a couple of questionable losses, they have injuries that they're trying to get past. Ken Dorsey is being questioned left and right. The Bills could very well come out of this upcoming weekend with the number one seed in the AFC. Holy shnikes.
I will give you a hot take. I don't think the criticism that Ken Dorsey is getting is unwarranted.
You don't think it's unwarranted?
Yeah.
I believe it is warranted also.
Yeah, that's why I guess I'm using dumb. But I feel like it's not unfair. If we had a more seasoned... I'm not going to say that. Never mind. It's late. I'm not going to go there because, once again, I can't bully him if he got an offense as good as this is. But you could see at times where if we had a more seasoned play caller, perhaps, things would go different. And I'm interested in what we do this week. Like, screen, like, we need to run screen. Like, I don't know. I just think we need to be more, I don't know.
The film that I'm seeing is that the Bills' passing offense is very predictable. They're using a lot of trail techniques where they're trying to use one receiver to clear out for another receiver, and they're really not mixing it up enough, and teams know that that's coming. So what is the name of the dude on Minnesota who finished the game with Patrick Peterson? Two interceptions that game.
Yep.
And when he was interviewed after that, he knew what was coming.
Right.
They talked about it all week. They said, stay with your guys because Josh Allen trusts his arm in the red zone, and we know exactly the routes that these receivers like to run. Gabe Davis said, this guy is an in-breaking receiver. He's an in-break. He doesn't run outs. He goes up the field, and he goes inward.
Right.
So he knew exactly where the ball was going to go.
Right.
Those are the kinds of things that need to be addressed, and the creativity needs to come out. And I heard an interesting factoid this past week, which is that no rookie offensive coordinator has ever won a Super Bowl. And we're seeing some of the growing pains right now.
Yeah.
If you think back, in his first season, people were down on Brian Daboll.
Mm-hmm.
He became one of the best offensive coordinators I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
He needed to learn on the job. And that's what Dorsey's doing. Although you can say Dorsey's been around it long enough that he should know better by now, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's hard when you're in that seat, bro. And once again, we can't beat up on them too much. Our offense is good. But it's at times where the defense might not come through. Defense is falling. We're getting injuries, so we got to put up the 30 points a game. We got to, mm-hmm. And then it's going to be times where Josh Allen is not going to be on point. He might just be good instead of great, or he might just be okay instead of good. Mm-hmm. So we need the right play calling. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like at times you can see that he's not a seasoned play caller. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, he's learning on the job, and that's okay. But that's part of the growing pains. You know what I'm saying? So that's something to watch out for. But more than anything, though, is us getting healthy. That's the most important thing. And let's try to stay afloat and get these wins because we got six more games.
Mm-hmm.
We got six more games, right? And so we got New England twice. We got the Jets, Miami, Chicago, and then the Bengals on Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
They're all very winnable games.
They are. Yet at the same time, you lose any of these games, that road gets awfully tough.
It gets tough. But that's why I love the NFL. That's why I don't know if you really listen to rap or not, but one of the hottest songs in the country right now is Tomorrow Too by Gorilla and Cardi B. Mm-hmm. And Cardi B said, that's why I love the Maras, you know, and that's why I love the NFL, bro. It is what it is. Like, it ain't no faking. It ain't college football where somebody voted. It ain't fair. You got gypped out. It is what it is. You get exactly what you deserve. So that's why I can't wait for Thursday, man. I'm excited, dude. Like, you got to go in there and take care of business. Even though we got the injuries, we got to figure it out. You know,
nobody in the NFL is crying you a river because you have injuries, because they all do too.
Right. Exactly. We got to figure it out. And that's why it was so important for Leslie Frazier to come back. That's why I'm like, dude, we got to get one while Leslie Frazier is still at the helm before he leave for a head coach's job. You know? And if Brian Daboll came back, I really feel good. But, I mean, because look what he's doing with the Giants, man. I mean, they got whooped last week, but man.
Right.
You know?
And, by the way, I do listen to rap. I don't listen to Cardi B because trap doesn't do it for me. I find trap boring.
No, I know you listen to rap. I'm just saying, I know you. I figure you listen to like more old school stuff than the stuff that's like probably out now. That's what I meant.
Right. There's stuff that black people don't listen to anymore. It's you go to the website, stuff white people like. That's one of them.
It is all the old music.
Yeah.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I was just spinning some Far Side the other day.
Oh, Passing Me By?
Yeah.
Passing Me By. Oh, I used to.
That was one of them. That was one of them. And, you know, there's really only one scrub on the schedule. We've got no scrubs.
I know, right? Shout out to Riverfish. He's like, man, I miss Newt singing No Scrubs, man. We only got one scrub left, man. That's the Birds, so it's going to be hard.
Are you not going to give it to him?
I don't want no scrubs, because I'm going to get no love from me. The passenger side of his best friend, right? Trying to holler at me. Man, you know what I was listening to this morning when I was dropping my daughter off at school today because she was running late?
What?
Because, you know, I love getting in the cold car in 20-degree weather, and my daughter wakes up and you're like, oh, Dad, I need to run to school. My Posse's on Broadway by Sir Mix-a-Lot. I stayed in the car for like 10 extra minutes. I haven't heard that song in so long, man. I love that song, man.
I actually totally forgot about it.
I know, man.
Forgot.
Because when you think of Sir Mix-a-Lot, you think of Baby Got Back. But then I'm like, oh, man, my posse's on Broadway. I was like, oh. I rewinded that thing back like 3 times.
That's a banger, man.
It was. It was a classic, man. So, but yeah, man. So, I mean, we got opportunity here. We just got to – I'm real eager to see how we do this, man. I mean – all right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
We got 6 games left.
Mm-hmm.
We're 8-3. What do you think is going to happen? If you had to call it right, I mean, I know you can't call it because I know you don't know how the injury thing is going to work out.
I think they go 3-3. And that would take them down to 11-6, which is what I thought the record was going to be.
So you think we're going to play 500 ball the rest of the way?
I think that until the injuries straighten themselves out, I think it's a tall order asking the Bills to run the table. It's all division games too. And division games are traditionally extremely difficult for any team. So splitting in the division is very much an expectation of mine. And then, you know, they've lost twice in the division. They've got one more loss in the division. And then I think, let me see.
Well, if you think we're going to split.
If we're going to split, we've got one more loss in the division. And then I can.
That'd be against New England.
Gets New England, one of the games. And then I can make a case for them losing to Cincinnati. Well, I guess that's only 2 more losses, isn't it?
Unless you got,
Never mind. They're going to go 4-2 the rest of the way.
Okay, that sounds better. That sounds better. Okay, I'll say 4-2 also.
Okay.
And then that'll be what I said. 12-5.
All right. I'm a little bit concerned about this game against New England because Belichick has never really, with the Patriots, been beat down like that before. And you know he's had this game circled on his schedule. I mean, this week, the guy hasn't had a wink of sleep. He's just like, he's been planning for this game since February of last year. He wants to beat the Bills down so badly in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good about the game.
Do you?
I do. Even with all that, I think we could go in the Foxborough still get a win. I don't. We're 5-point favorites. A week to prepare. Josh Allen's getting there. I'm going to predict we're going to win. Okay. I think we'll win.
I think there's something to be said for this being more or less a normal week for them. Because they haven't had one of those in a little while.
Right. Right.
What they have to overcome is a bunch of illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, there's no better way of overcoming an illness than to have a bunch of fluids put in through IV.
Right. And if we could just get past this Thursday game, then you'll have a couple extra days until the next game. So
right.
You know.
It's a great opportunity for them to get healthy, to have 10 days off.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking myself, you know. Right. What do you think about Hines, man? I mean, I feel like he's making an impact, dude.
Yeah, I think that they're figuring out how to get him into the offense. He's been a boon for the special teams.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they have him out there running routes on offense. In the slot receiver, which I think might be out of necessity in a lot of cases, but I think that you're going to see him start to be the intended receiver more often, which is something that we were sold on, right? That he could catch the ball. Mm-hmm. He's getting there. I don't understand why he's not more involved.
Well, it's probably because he's just not getting the grasp of the playbook. I think as the weeks go on, he will be more involved.
Yeah.
You know, they're probably spoon-feeding him because he don't know all the playbook yet, so.
I think that's very likely, yeah.
I wish that we would have got Wilson before White, man. That White, he's more dangerous, I think, than Wilson. So, and I'm
who are we talking about here?
Next week, Jets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Clearly nobody in New York likes Wilson either, and they have played well with Mike White. Although the Bills stomped out Mike White last year.
Hmm. What do you think about watching the game on Amazon? Are you going to go to the bar to watch the game? Or
I have to travel for work. I'm going to be in Tampa, and I'm going to be with coworkers, so I don't know how I'm going to operate this.
Okay.
Excuse me. Every time. It makes me laugh every time.
Oh, my God. You all... His sneeze is so unique, man. It's so funny. Oh my God. So it's going to be on Amazon Prime Thursday night. So people who don't have Amazon, man, going to have to try to find a way to watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be on locally, so you don't have to worry about that in the below area. But yeah, others outside the area, you got to find a way to watch it. So yeah, when are you coming back?
Friday,
okay. Well, safe travels, my friend.
Well, thank you. And good luck to your daughter Simone starting up the basketball season tomorrow.
Yep, right. Getting geared up, man. Yeah, getting geared up. Got 3 games this week, so let's get it popping. Let's get it cracking.
Three games. And then Jalen is almost off of the broken leg, huh?
Yeah, he got a hairline fracture, but doctor said, you know, it's up to his pain tolerance. So he has regional FBU tournament this weekend.
What's LBU?
FBU Football University is like like travel football, like All Star. You put a team together and then try to qualify for Florida.
Oh.
So Saturday we play a team from the Maryland area. So see what happens. If we win two games this weekend, we get to go to Naples, Florida.
Ooh, yeah. A trip to
Even though we're going to be in Florida anyway, so it don't matter. You know, we spend every Christmas in Florida, so that's what I'm saying. We'll be down in Tampa in a couple of weeks regardless.
Right, but yeah. It's still fun to be down there with your friends and all.
Yeah, yeah. And so we haven't qualified yet, so we'll see what happens. He's done this. This is his third year, so hopefully third time's a charm. But if not, we'll be going on a cruise. We'll be going to Cancun. So that's why he kind of like, hopefully we win. But if we don't, I'll be going on my first cruise. So, yeah.
Sounds good, buddy. And looking forward to the game. Looking forward to talking about it again next week.
Next week, man. So let's hopefully we can get this done, man.
Sing us out, buddy.
Hey, let's go Buffalo. Woo!
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.